Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest in the studio is Jayanthi Narasimha Hen. I'm sorry. I knew once we got on air it would be a little more challenging. Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
You have a really innovative device. The name of your company is WatchRx, and your product is called WatchRx as well. Why don't you tell our listeners what WatchRx does?
WatchRx is a smartwatch for elders. So the purpose of it is to have them stay independent in their homes and also stay healthy. The watch provides medication reminders with name, image, and dosage, and also voice instructions. It also has a phone for emergency calls as well as GPS for life tracking. And we also have an app for the caregivers, that the son or daughter, they can have the app on their phones. And any alerts like missed medication alerts, GPS alerts, or emergency alerts, they come to the phone and they can see, and then they can call the watch or they can send text messages.
So it seems to me that the device that you've developed really serves a purpose of, one, not only the reminders for seniors and keeping them safe and making sure they're taking, in some cases, life-saving medication and keeping it simple, but also peace of mind for family members, caregivers who may be living remote or away from the senior, and keeping them informed of what's going on. And anybody who has aging parents spends half of their, in the back of their mind, they're always wondering what's going on with mom or dad. And so your device seems to bridge the two of those things by providing the information for the senior taking the medication, but also the peace of mind and information to the caregiver.
That's correct, because most of the time the problem is the seniors don't carry their cell phones all the time. So when the caregivers call them, they don't pick up, so then the immediate panic. Oh, are they doing well? Have they fallen down? Are they, in an emergency? Have they gone out? So having a phone on the watch really helps them, because they can immediately reach out to them. Not only that, we also inform, if they are not wearing the watch, we'll tell the caregivers, hey, your parents are not wearing the watch, just call them to have them wear the watch.
So I would imagine one of the challenges with your devices, we're talking about essentially a smart watch, or even beyond that in terms of medication management, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I would think one of the concerns would be you're talking about a population that typically is somewhat technology averse in most cases, or at least challenged by technology. How have you found, now that you're in the marketplace, how do people adopt it? Is there much of a barrier, or is it fairly simple? You say that it does medication reminders, but there must be some programming, and that's all done through touchscreen.
Basically, that's right. Most of the apps, the seniors can't use it because that they don't know upgrading, downloading, and all those activities. So here, we made it very simple. It's a dedicated app, so they don't have to worry about anything. For all practical purposes, it's a watch. So it tells them the time. But at the back end, we download all the information. We do an automatic setup from our back end. So the seniors pretty much don't have to do anything. Just charge it and wear it. Whenever the medication reminders appear, they tap it, they look at the medication, take it, and then tap it to confirm. That's all they have to do.
Okay.
So they don't really have to do any setup. All the medication information are entered through our web portal by the caregivers, and they can do it remotely. They don't have to be at their parents' place in order to do that. So they can input all the information with the schedule and dosage, and information, any instructions, special instructions. So then we take it, download it to the watch, and then we provide the reminders. So we are also trying to work with Fire Standard to automatically download all the prescriptions. So that part is going on. So most likely in the near future, we'll be automating that process as well.
And I would imagine you said that there's actual image of the medication. So there you must have a back-end database that has images of all the prescriptions, and so you can match them up.
It's basically an IoT platform. So you have the device, you have the back-end software and the storage and everything. So
So fascinating. How did you get into this field? What was the original aha moment where you said, this is an area that's of challenge? And I don't know if you had personal experience or you just saw people as parents age that there was a challenge there. How do we create a device that solves that problem?
It's my parents, so that's where it starts. So my mom always forgets her medications, and anytime that you ask her, I used to call her every day, talk to her, and one of the thing is, did you take your medication? No. So we had to keep reminding her. That became a little bit burden in the sense that I started feeling guilty if I'm in a meeting conference or something, if I can't call. So I said, I have to solve the problem somehow. So that's when I started looking into technologies. I am already familiar with the IoT platforms and the devices, connected devices and all that. So the technology wasn't new to me. So okay. It is just that
how the application of the technology.
The application. So then I started working through the application. Then I just didn't want an application for themselves. I also want to know what is the status. Have they taken it? So that is how the app and the reminder started coming together. Then we said, okay, why not we add GPS for Alzheimer's and dementia patients, and the phone and everything came together. Because just then the smartwatch started to come in. The first prototype, I did my own hardware. People liked it so much. But then it needs so much money to generate our own hardware. And not only that, as the technology evolved, I had to keep developing new ones.
Right.
So then I decided I'll find a hardware that's already available in the market.
So the actual watches are, you're not manufacturing the watch, you're creating the app and the platform for delivery.
Doing it, but it's a OEM. So essentially I'm selecting only those watches that fit my requirements. So
okay.
It's not all watches do. And especially you need to have a very good sensor hub in the watch as well as the GPS. Not all watches have a good GPS.
Mm.
So that and the phone. So I kind of tried 5-6 different models and then settled on a couple of them, which work really great.
Okay. And I would imagine another potential barrier or challenge, if you will, because it is a chargeable device, it needs to be charged, otherwise it's not very valuable.
Right.
And so what is the runtime? How long is it between charges? Are there notifications that go to a user saying, you know, you need to charge your device? How do you get, I guess, seniors, if they can't stay in the habit of taking their medication, how do they remember to charge the phone? I know with my own parents, that was always a challenge. Every time they went to use the phone, it wasn't working because it was dead.
Okay, the thing is that we also generate alerts for on the watch saying, hey, your charge is running low, so they can charge it. Once we reach 20% or below, we start doing it every 5%. And then once we reach 5% or below, we notify the caregivers the charge is running really low that they have to charge. Mm. And if they charge, put it for charging, and then if they don't wear it, then we tell the caregivers. We do the same reminder.
So you can monitor if it's being worn, you can monitor,
yes.
And you have a call center or alert center that's notifying caregivers?
Yeah, we have the backend application that notifies the caregivers. And also, the charge is pretty fast, like 30 to 40 minutes, it does full charge, and it's a magnetic charge. It comes almost for 24 to 30 hours once you charge it fully. So our advice would be to just charge it in the night or in the morning when you get up, put it for charging in 30 minutes.
Right.
It charges.
So just get into a habit of making sure that it's charged all the time.
So it's habit forming more than anything like a cell phone.
And you've got a couple of samples here with you today, and they look very much like any smartwatch,
yeah.
Which they are, I guess. So where are they currently available, or how do people purchase them?
Right now, we are selling it through online.
Okay, so direct through WatchRx?
Right, direct
okay.
to WatchRx.
And feel free to plug your URL in case people want to go and check it out.
It says www.watchrx.io.
So
you can directly
okay.
go to the website, and then you can go to the store and buy it.
So they can purchase the device, and then the setup, as you said, is pretty straightforward. You do all the back end, and the caregivers can provide the data inputs, and you guys work through that.
Right.
So it's a pretty, for anybody that's familiar with using a smartphone, it should be pretty straightforward.
That's correct. Yeah. When you order it, we activate your phone and press the setup, everything, and ship it to you. You can just wear it.
Wonderful. So are you currently selling it globally?
Yes, it does work globally because we do have our developers outside this country, so we are testing it. So as long as any phone service provider, we can test it out, we can test it. Here in US and in India, it has been tested thoroughly. Other markets, we are open to do the testing. Just now working with someone in Canada to make sure that it works over there. It can be sold globally, and people can. So.
And one of the things that we talked about a little before we came on air, the barrier to entry for an individual is minimal. There's a cost of the device, obviously, but then there's a monthly subscription model in
right.
terms of the service.
Right.
And if I don't know if you want to share that or let people go to your website and check that out, but it doesn't sound like it's an enormous barrier for the peace of mind that it brings.
Right. The wash price is $99 and one time, and then the monthly subscription is $29.99. And of course, sometimes we do offer discounts like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all that. So.
Now, one of the things I'm curious about, so it essentially is a smart watch, but does it have the capacity to only run your application, or can it run additional applications as well?
It can run additional applications. It also has heart rate sensors and temperature sensor and various other things. But the purpose of it is for seniors who have problems in really managing the smartphone app. So we would like to have a dedicated application so that they are not confused.
Okay.
So what we are doing.
So it's not an inexpensive way for other people to get a smartwatch. It doesn't work that way.
It's, no, it doesn't.
So it's targeted towards the application.
That's
and for the purpose that it's built.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And as you said, you're selling it right now and it's available. And just remind our listeners again that they can go to www.watchrx.io and read all about it and make a purchase and buy peace of mind for their aging parents.
Yeah, it also won Boston Scientific and Google Connected Patient Challenges. So many awards that we have won. So
wonderful! Congratulations! As we talked about, this wasn't your first foray into a entrepreneurial organization, but the first one that you founded.
Right.
And so, how many years has it been in development? Or what
it's
was the whole cycle?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
And how long have you had the product in the marketplace for?
It's about 3 months. I launched it in September.
Oh, wonderful. So we wish you tremendous success moving forward and love to hear down the road you come back and tell us all about how wonderful it's doing.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, and I'm glad to be here.
Great. Our guest in the studio has been Jayanthi Narasimhan of WatchRx, and it's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.